pretty cool.
Has he just gone through it?
Well, we've got 4 o'clock. Let's get started. Roll call.
Mark Dennis.
Here.
JJ Reinhardt.
Here.
Nathan Tormella.
Here.
Bonnie Good.
Here.
Tim Harden.
Here.
John Kelly.
Sounds like we have a quorum. Thank you. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at the minutes from the last meeting? If so, I would entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve them.
Got a motion. JJ, be a second.
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mayor, any public hearings that you're aware of?
No public hearings that I'm aware of.
Any old business to discuss? Hearing none. New business. Playing the role of Bernie Hausberger, Michelle Gossett.
Bernie is not here. He's communicating with GAI, Brian there, and they're trying to decrease the cost of that supplemental. We put it on the agenda because he just got it last week, and we wanted to make sure to get it on here in case he had the final numbers. The final numbers will be here next month.
Okay. So it's going down, not up, he thinks?
He is trying to decrease that amount, yes. Okay. So that's the goal.
Good. Anything else to add? Any questions? Seeing none. Matt, Reedy Financial?
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I do have a couple things to cover in today's plan, and there's some other things outside of the plan. If you guys are looking at the plan, you'll notice on the claims page, we have some claims highlighted in blue. Those are typically claims that would be matched through our grant process. But currently, Grant Holdings Fund is negative. So just to help out that fund until some of those reimbursements come in, we have marked those, and those are actually the 100% amounts. And we're keeping an ongoing total of what amount needs to be reimbursed back to that fund once Grant Holdings receives their reimbursements from the state. And we'll keep updating that process, or updating you guys through that process as we find more information. Just wanted to let you know that those amounts are higher than what they will actually be once those reimbursements come back. Right? Any questions, comments on that one?
Yeah, how much do you think the reimbursement will be? Will it be half?
Well, so I believe all of these, and Cole sit next to me, and Michelle may have some knowledge too, I believe all of these are 80-20, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you're looking at that, that cost, we're in 1 second here.
Yeah, all the amounts in blue will be. This is not uncommon for the grant holdings to kind of dip in the negative, because what the process is the city pays 100% of the invoice, and then we submit like the invoice voucher to NDOT, and they reimburse us. So that's a constant in and out. So that's, it's not anything to be worried about. It's been.
So.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Mark, to answer your question, those four blue ones total 47,500 roughly, so that'd be about 38,000 coming back out of the ones that you guys are approving today.
Does this happen often?
To my knowledge, at least in my experience, this is one of the first times that we've had an issue with the delay between the state reimbursing, or at least it may just be the amount of projects that are currently ongoing that are 80-20 or 50-50.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, go ahead.
So, So proceeding on, and we're going to get to a couple different things that we covered in our, on our workshop that I know a lot of you weren't able to attend. So I will just kind of do a precursor on some of the topics that, we did cover and kind of just go from there. One, you know, through that discussion and through that workshop, which it was a great one, sorry you guys couldn't attend, those that couldn't make it, we did talk about and Mark's request that we put together kind of a projection for the life of the DIF. You know, we talked about the main Burkhardt Drive I-65 allocation area, you know, that that's set to expire, start expiring 2038, 2037 timeframe. So we're going to put together kind of a projection of remainder of the life of that DIF, kind of what are our current obligations based on debt that we already have outstanding, and any other known expenditures, coupled with our conservative revenue projections, just so we can kind of see through the life of that TIF, how much do we have on a on an annual basis, and in totality, how much are we going to have that we can potentially fund a, either a bond or a larger project or whatever it is. So we have begun working on that. I plan to have that to you guys to review by next meeting. I'll have something for you guys to look at there. Another thing that we covered, and I kind of talked about this as a potential moving forward, you know, we've had that tech park fund that you guys know, and newer legislation kind of revamped that, starting to receive some revenues in that tech park fund again. Well, you know, one of the things that I kind of thought, hey, this would be a good use of those funds every year, you know, and I know, I think maybe next year it's they're set to come back and maybe talk about the arrangement moving forward. But the Jackson County Education Coalition, you know, every year you guys typically have given, you know, an amount to them each year, right? For their, for your grant to them, which I know that goes into that tech park or into that learning center, right? Which is actually what the tech park was established for, was for that learning center. So I kind of proposed, and I think I'll just have to double check with Rich Starkey, and I know, I don't know if Chris was looking into it that much as well, but shifting that Jackson County Education Coalition payment out of your guys' main DIF fund to that technology park fund. So we're using some of those funds that we've started banking up in that account rather than depleting some of the funds that are in the main Burkhardt Drive allocation area. So just wanted to update you on that. And we can kind of reflect that change next month after I get confirmation from legal that that will be good moving forward. I think when I brought it up in the workshop, there was no immediate concern. So just like to get clarification on that. So the other thing we talked about in that workshop would be looking at kind of our, what is our next allocation area, or what's kind of our plan moving forward. You know, mayors talked to us about, I'm going to say it wrong, I'm sure, but the Gerker parcel, that is currently in the allocation area, but it doesn't have any assessed value. I know there's a planned expansion on that area, so our discussion was around removing that from the current allocation area and creating a new allocation area so that development can go into that and essentially start our next. I know we just started that one last year, the Jackson Park, but another allocation area then that we can set up for future development growth. Coupled with that, I know there's current processes going through to annex a parcel, I believe that's east of the industrial park in Raven, correct me here if I'm wrong, but I know we want to look at adding that to an allocation area as well. So once that annexation is complete, then we can look at both of those processes, completing those by the end of the year, which shouldn't be an issue at all. Last thing I had on my list was just, I know, I think, I can't remember who came up with the idea or who just brought it up at the workshop, but we are, and I don't know, I can only see Bonnie and Nate, and I know you guys have been on the RDC for a couple years, but I know Tim, with Tim being new, and I believe there was a new school board member as well. Just kind of wanted to reiterate, or I don't know if it was set in stone, whether or not you guys wanted this or not, but we're always available to, you know, if we wanted to do a half-hour informative education session before or after an RDC meeting to kind of do a TIF refresher, how does TIF work, kind of the specifics behind it. I know, because that's typically what we like to do in our workshop, is kind of give you guys your annual refresher on how TIF works. So if you guys do want to do that, consider you guys kind of making the workshop, just let me know. I'm happy to come to a meeting early or stay a little bit late to do that informative educational piece. So other than that, that's all I have today, unless you guys have any questions or concerns or anything else that I missed. That's all I've got.
Okay, thank you, Matt. Any questions? Tim, what he's referring to is we go through an education process at the beginning of our retreat, talking about the basics of how TIF works, how assessed value is captured and, you know, retrieved over a 25-year period. Have you ever been through those slides in a PowerPoint deck?
No.
I don't think you have. I think it'd be really good. So, Matt, let's try and make that happen in the next meeting or two. And anybody would be free to sit through that. I think it's a very good half hour for sure.
Thank you, yes. It'd be helpful.
Michelle, would you mind just coordinating just to see if next meeting works best or the August one? Doesn't matter to me. I block off my schedule anyways for these meetings. So just let me know and I can show up early.
Okay, I know Ronnie will be out next meeting, so maybe target August. That work for everyone? Yep. We'll get a head count and let you know.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Yep. Right. Thank you.
Any other questions for Matt? Okay. Claims. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at the claims? Any comments or questions? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Thank you, Nate.
I'll second.
Thank you, Bonnie. Got a motion and a second. Any other questions? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Matt, anything else for the good of the order?
Yeah, so I'm going to run through a couple things right quick, and I'll walk up to the podium if you prefer, but if not, I'll just
keep it simple. Yep.
CCMG 22 or 23-1, we opened bids last week. Bids did come in a little under budget, which is awesome, because usually it seems like everything's over budget right now. So that's nice for a change. So we'll keep you updated once we choose a company on that one. With those bids, we had 5 bids that came in. One was almost double of what everybody else was. One was a little bit lower than what everybody else was, and 3 of them were within $1,700 of each other. So I kind of feel like I know about what the work should cost. So that's the first thing. Frischi mentioned it. You know, we talked about a potential TIF area at the workshop. In the last 3 weeks, JC, IDC, and myself have sat down to 3 different meetings related to potential projects in that area. About $120 million worth of investment if you put them all together, couple hundred jobs. What I kind of noticed though was there have been no rail requests related to it, because I know we talked about that a little bit. There is a possible road request that might come through later. They'll get all the details together before they do that, so don't get excited and think you gotta go pay for a road. I'm just giving you an early heads up. Actually, 2 of the 3 meetings have been second visits by companies as well. So, you know, feeling good on that piece. The fact that we're bringing them back to town for a second visit makes me feel even better. So, there's the couple quick updates I had, and I'll be glad to answer any questions that I might or might not be able to answer.
So those projects are on the newly acquired property as opposed to
the Eastside Industrial Park.
Okay, can't say. Fine. All right. Well, good. That's good news. I know Jim gets a lot of requests anyway, but when they come back a second time, that makes it a little more serious.
Exactly. It makes me feel like we did something right the first visit, at least. One of the 2 projects, and I'm going to give credit to Amy Hamp on this one, but Jim's office, we got about an hour and a half notice that they were coming to town. Usually we get 2 or 3 weeks to work and put our packets together and, you know, really prepare. They were in a city in northern Indiana and called and said, hey, can we swing by? Well, of course you can. Come on by. We rolled out the red carpet. We spent almost 2 hours with them that day. And they were one of the two visits that came back for a second chance. So evidently our spur of the moment version. Actually, earlier that same day, we entertained a company from overseas who we got ruled out of. So our spur of the moment presentation did a little better than our prepared presentation. So.
Okay. Thanks, Matt. Anything else? If not, I entertain a motion to adjourn. Got a motion? Second. Meeting adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Thanks, Matt.
Take care. Begin here.